Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. Colossians 3 and 2. Set your mind on things that are above and not on things that are in the earth. So you should go to bed with a prayer and wake up with your mind on Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come today, God. We thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus. We thank you, God, because if it had not been for Jesus, where would we be? We are just grateful today, God. We are grateful for the many blessings that you have given us, the blessings that are on the way, the blessings that we may not see, the blessings we may not even understand. We thank you, God. Master, we just ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that the words that come up our mouth today, God, out of my mouth, let the words penetrate in the hearts of men, oh God. Near and far, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. And we will be careful to give you all praise. We will give you all honor. Because honor and glory belong to you, oh God. Oh, you are our El Shaddai. You are our King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. We say hallelujah to you, God. We say hallelujah right now. Hallelujah to the living Savior. Hallelujah to Jesus. We thank you, God, for Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. And we say amen and amen and amen. We are just grateful to be here this day. Mm-hmm. This is a day that we had never seen before. This is a day that we didn't create. We didn't shape it. We didn't form it. We didn't draw it. We didn't diagram it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Yes. And our job is to just rejoice in it and be glad, to be exceedingly glad, even when we can't seem to find gladness. We look hard in all the crypts, in all the hidden places. There is some joy. Yeah. There is some thanksgiving. Yes. That's available. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There is some thanksgiving that's available to us. Look hard. Look hard. And stop always looking sad. Stop always looking lost. Stop always looking hopeless. The joy is ever present. Go find it. Go look for it. It's ever present. Yes, yes, we thank God. We thank him. We know we have been talking about what did Jesus do. What he did. Oh, yeah, he was doing a lot of stuff. What did Jesus do? Jesus gets his name from an angel. Can you imagine getting your name from an angel? What a remarkable way to be named. Praise God. As we approach the Resurrection Sunday, we want to expound on some of the miracles. Yeah, we're going to expose them too. We're going to expound on some of the miracles that Jesus did. Mm-hmm. Remember, Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. And many times we hear that and we really don't get the full impact of it. And we may not really understand what that really means, what it entails, why he came. And many times we wonder, why did he come? Who created us? You know, a lot of times the kids ask all these questions. Well, my mommy, my daddy, and, you know, when you talk about Jesus, well, how did he know about me? They ask a lot of questions. And we as believers in Christ, we must have the answer. Yeah. And I said the answer, the correct answer. If we don't have, if we don't know it, we tell them we will find out and we will come back with the correct answer. We don't just say anything to little people. No, we do not want to mislead another generation. So we see that he also came to heal and he came to deliver many of us. Even today, you know, we know that we read that we see that these stories took place. But even today, miracles are happening. We just don't hear them. Or when we hear something, we just take it lightly. We don't even call it a miracle. We just say that you were healed. But it was a miracle that you were healed. We don't even hear that word anymore. No, we don't hear that. So let's go quickly to the book of Luke. We just want to find out more about Jesus, because this is what we're talking about, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Now, I said the book of Luke. Yes, Lord. Bear with me here. I think I'm in Luke chapter 10. I have had a trying day. I'm pretty sure many of us have. But we thank the Lord for the day because he has created this day. Yes, yes, yes. Let's see here. Mm-hmm. He has created this day. Right. So we're in Luke. Oh, we're in Luke chapter 4. And we're going to drop on down in from chapter 4, and we're going to drop to verse 18. And here we see in verse 18, let me just go into 16, but 18 is where we're going to start. But I just want to give you a little of what's going on here. It says here, so he came to Nazareth. We're talking about Jesus, where he had been brought up. And he entered the synagogue, and as he entered the synagogue, and it was the custom on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read Jesus. Now, this is what we're talking about. Verse 17 says, and there was handed to him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and he opened it, he unrolled it, and the book and found the place where it was written in Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 2. But you could make a note, but we're going to be in Luke chapter, verse 18 of chapter 4. Yes, yes, yes. So here we see Jesus, he's standing up in the synagogue, and he's about to expound. He's about to begin to minister Jesus. Think about that. You know, when I was reading that, I thought about how I felt the first time I stood up in a crowd of people. The first time, you know, your palms are sweaty. Hello? Your palms are sweaty. Your heart may be going a little fast. You're trying not to look at anyone because, you know, when you were young, one of the things you learned in a lot of speech classes was never to have eye contact, but to always look straight to the back or the back door or over the back door, and that way you don't have to have contact with folks so anyone won't cause you to become distracted. So you're trying to remember all these things that you need to remember because this is your first time. But just think about it. Do you think Jesus went through that? Jesus, the Son of God, certainly he wasn't shy. Not Jesus. Look at this. Verse 18 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me." Mm-hmm. He has anointed me. Who is me? The Messiah, the anointed one. He has anointed me to preach the good news, the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to announce release to the captive and to recover of sight to the blind and to set forth as delivered those who are oppressed, downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down in calamities. Glory to God. Listen to that. Now you want to know why he came? You want to know what did Jesus do? Here he is. Here he is. Center stage. Standing up tall. Looking at everyone directly in their eyes. Jesus. Mary's baby boy. Jesus, who has become a man now. Jesus tells us that the Spirit of the Lord is upon him, that he has been anointed. Glory to God. Think about that. When you've been anointed, what does that, what anointed, what does anointed mean? Here we see Jesus is talking to us about the presence, the very presence of the Holy Spirit. Hey, it has come upon him. It's in his presence. It has anointed him. It has anointed him for this particular task. It's giving him what he needs to preach the good news, the word of God. To who? To the poor. Not just to the financially poor, because many times we hear that, we think, oh, he's just preaching to the people who don't have that. No, he's talking to those who are spiritually poor. See, you can have all the money. Oh, yeah, you can have a lot of money. But you could be spiritually poor, spiritually lacked, spiritually out of touch, spiritually unaware, unknowing anything about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this is what we see today. We see people who have lots of money. We see them who have power. We see it. But they're spiritually poor. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The lack is presence. When we have the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel, we become rich. Did you hear what I said? Oh, glory to God. We become rich. If I ain't got no shoes, I'm still rich. Why am I rich? Because I'm a child of the King. I'm rich. I'm rich knowing that he loves me. I'm rich knowing that he provides for me. I'm rich knowing that he loves me. Glory to God. I'm rich knowing that he owns it all. He owns the cattle on the thousand hills. It all belongs to him. I am rich because I am his child. Glory to God. Yeah. He goes on to say he was sent. He was sent to announce. Did you hear what I said? He was sent to announce. So he is making a statement. All of you who wanted to know who was Jesus, why he came, here we are. He's making a statement and he's releasing it. He says here he came to release those who are in captivity. He came to release you. He came to recover the sight of the blind. Glory to God. Glory to God. What power? What anointing? Huh? Look at that. How can this be? How can this be? Simple. When the good news the gospel goes out. These are just a few of the gifts that we receive. This is a few of the gifts. The gift of being set free. Glory to God. Now I know, hey, hallelujah. Being set free. You are no what? No longer bound. No chains are holding you. Your mind is not chained up. You're not confused. You got clarity now. Glory to God. Huh? Yeah. And this is a gift. Oh yeah, you didn't go to Walmart and buy this. You can't go to the checkout. You cannot go anywhere and purchase this. This is a gift. Huh? The gift to receive your sight. See, when you were in sin, you were blind. You were in sin, you couldn't see. Ooh, glory to God. Am I talking to anybody? You couldn't see. You had no clarity. Huh? When the truth came, glory to God, which was the good news, the blinders fell off. Hallelujah. They fell off. And you said, you can fall down to your knees and say, I can see. Glory to God. And when I see, I can understand, because I can see. Huh? Look at that. Look at that. John chapter 9 and verse 25 says that it speaks about restoring the sight. Yeah. Restoring the sight. Being able to see. You are no longer in captivity. You are no longer bound. And Jesus said he was sent to deliver those who are oppressed. Those who are oppressed. What do we say oppressed? What do we mean? Oppressed. When we are subject to harsh, authoritative treatment. Can anybody understand what I'm saying? Oppressed. When you are subjected to live in certain conditions, oppressed, when you can't seem to get out of this particular area and you have generations after generations that have been here and you still can't seem to get out, it's called oppressed. So he came for that. He came to set you free. Mm-hmm. He shows empathy for those who are oppressed. Now, we know that last week we were talking about sympathy and empathy. Well, here we see Jesus has empathy. Why? Because empathy means I come and do something about the situation. That's empathy. He's not saying that he has sympathy, because sympathy means I feel sorry for you and, you know, that's it. But Jesus is showing empathy. Yeah. Yes. This should be an attestment to all who wonder if Jesus is aware. If Jesus is aware of the oppressed people, if Jesus has any empathy for us, here he's showing you in this particular lesson, Luke 4:18. Jesus is showing you why he came here, why he was sent, why he had studied, why his father put his feet on this earth, why he came through Mary and Joseph, why he will go on to the cross. He's telling you right here, this is why I came. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is why I'm here. Jesus has empathy for us. This verse tells us what Jesus came for and what were the many duties of Jesus. Yeah, Those of us who are bruised, crushed, and broken down, Jesus has the power. Glory to God. Jesus has the power to raise up a bowed down head. Jesus, to give us hope where it seemed that there is no hope. Jesus, yes. Huh? Look at verse 19. Verse 19 says, he came to proclaim and accept and acceptable year of the Lord. The day, what day? The day when salvation and the free favor of God provenly, abundantly. It was abundance. It was plenty. That's what it's saying. It was plenty. And it's still plenty for us. Those of us who desire to know more about him, those of us who desire to have a relationship with an awesome God. Yes, salvation has come to your house. Salvation is knocking on your door. Salvation. Jesus has appeared. The acceptable year of the Lord is when? It's now. And that all you have to do is simple. You have to believe. Believe. And you know, that's we see many stories in the Bible. In the book that you're looking in right now, many stories in there, the results that took place mainly was because they didn't believe. The children of Israel, how many years did they go around and around and around? How many years did they, 40 or more years, not believing, not trusting in God? Huh? Believe. Jesus can heal everywhere we hurt. Jesus, he wants to help us mentally, emotionally, as well as spiritually and physically. Never let no one tell you that Jesus doesn't love you, that Jesus is not concerned about you. You just read it. In Luke 4 and 18 and verse 19. Yeah. Jesus, he wants our mess in exchange for his peace, in exchange for his joy, in exchange for his happiness that we can find in him. Jesus, think about that. Think about it. Jesus asks that we just come to him. Come to him just as you are. You've heard the song. Just as I am. Wretched and undone. Did you hear me? Bruised and crushed. Unhappy. Many times I'm not friendly. Many times I'm not smiling. I don't have peace. But he's telling you to come on. Huh? Why? Because this is why I came here. I came here because I love you. I came here to save you. I came. Glory to God. I was sent by my Father. And we love you. We love you. We desire that you would have salvation. Salvation has come to your house this day. Salvation is knocking on your heart right now. And all you have to do is believe. Glory to God. Yeah, believe. Believe and then just repent. When I say repent, repent of the sin, desire to change, desire to make a change, desire to walk away from that sin, desire to never return for whatever it is, and accept Jesus. Accept him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Accept him and spend time with him. Accept him and get to know him. Oh, glory to God. Get to know him. Yes. Jesus. Mary's son. Mary's baby. I love to say that. Mary's baby. Mm-hmm. When we are weak, he is strong. And I have seen times when we have been weak. Oh, glory to God. And I have told God myself, I said, Lord, you know I'm weak right now, but I know you are strong. I know you will carry me, God. Oh, hallelujah. And when I say it, I know I could just lay back and rest in him because he is that kind of God. Hallelujah. Oh, get to know him. Get to know him. We give him our sins, and he gives us his righteousness. And we say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. He is the reason. Jesus. He came because of you. He came because of me. Jesus. Yes. Jesus. Mary's baby. He came for salvation. To give salvation. To you and to me. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Lord, for this day, thanking you for the opportunity that you have allowed us to come into your presence, Master, into your presence, to come at your feet, oh God, and to learn more about you. We are just grateful today, God. And we thank you. We thank you for Jesus, oh God. We know that Resurrection Sunday is approaching us, oh God. But we know that we should love Jesus 365 days out of a year. It shouldn't be just one time that we're talking about Jesus. No. Show us, oh God, how to have Jesus daily. Show us how to have the daily walk. Show us how to have that talk, and we will be careful to give you all praise, give you all honor. It's in your holy name, and we thank you in Jesus' name, and we say amen, and we thank God for you, and we thank God for you. We just ask God to continue bless you for coming in and being with us. What a mighty God we serve, and we know that the angels are all around. They're all around. Yeah. And we thank God for listening ears and hearts that are receptive. Yes. So we ask you to come back with us on next Friday and, of course, on Sunday evenings and Saturdays with Sister Sadie. And, of course, Pastor George on Sunday. We look forward to having you back here with us. And we know that keeping Christ in our life is so important. And we know that our scripture was, set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. And that's found in Colossians 3:2. So that means for us to go to bed with a prayer and wake up with our mind on Jesus. Yes, that's what we do. Our mind stays on him because he trusts us and we trust him. We have that relationship with an awesome God, an awesome relationship with his son. Yes. So we go to bed and we can rest. We can rest in him knowing that he is our keeper, that he will take care of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give him praise. And we thank him for just giving us the breath that we're breathing right now. the air that we can engage in. We just thank him for everything. Amen. Amen.